some people have said that they've seen a ghost in the market basket, and it's more than just one or two people. There's been a few people talking on social media about seeing this ghost. She's described as short, long hair, pale skin, somewhere between the ages of 17 and 30, and like all ghosts, wearing Victorian-era clothing.
Are we sure that it's not just like a hipster girl who's walking around shopping at Market Basket?
I haven't seen it firsthand, so I don't know. You know, I've been to that Market Basket, and I've seen some ghost-like people walking around. But it started with a woman who posted, it's a Facebook forum for people that live in Wilmington. So it's this closed group, and basically said, I know this sounds crazy, but has anybody else seen a ghost at the Wilmington Market Basket? And, you know, you can expect that, you know, 90% of the comments are going to be making fun of her. But then, you know, other people started to emerge there. When she gave the description of the ghost, there was somebody who said, well, I used to live in a house three blocks away, and you're describing the same exact ghost that used to be in my house. And it turned into this debate about whether or not, you know, did somebody have to die in the actual Market Basket to be a ghost that could haunt it? And apparently, if you're into this kind of thing, you know that ghosts can transfer with attached to the living. I don't know. I'm out of my depth on this one because I don't really know a lot about ghosts.
But as a journalist, though, are you kind of like, where do I go with this? Are you starting to believe it, or are you just presenting the story?
I don't believe it. The story I wrote was more about the discussion and that it was actually happening. You know, I am old enough to know that the things in this world that I know is just a grain of sand on the beach of all the things that I don't know. But I'm very skeptical of ghost stories. But I did find it was like a really interesting discussion that people in town were having about this.
It is very interesting. And you said you reached out to the people from Market Basket in Wilmington. Have you heard back yet?
Not yet.
Ha, mysterious.
I know. See, I would be so freaked out, first of all, if I heard of a ghost being in my house. That would, like, I would cry for sure. But, like, if it was in a supermarket, you think they're, like, opening up the Oreos in aisle 7 and, like, eating stuff and contaminating food?
It's going to possess your body by eating that contaminated food that they were munching
on. That's what I mean.
I mean, I freaked out when I went to Stop and Shop and saw a robot. Like, now we have ghosts at Market
robots.
Baskets. And I think they need to embrace this, by the way. Like, what a good way to become a landmark that people want to come and see. You know, shop our Market Basket. We have scary low prices, you know. Start selling t-shirts and koozies. There's so many things they can do.
And their competitors can start advertising that we're ghost free.
Yes, we're ghost free. You don't want to go with the ghosts. Come here. I would love to hear from some of those people that you say are, on the message board in Wilmington, the people that totally believe it and buy in, maybe have an experience seeing the ghost at the Market Basket, and then maybe some of the people who think that this is the craziest hoax they've ever heard in their life. Love to hear that, too. Either way, man, hey, thanks for writing such an article, Dave. I was fully entertained by your article yesterday.
Well, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Dave Copeland from Patch.com. Go check out his stuff. Dave, thanks a lot. Have a good day, man.
Thanks. You guys, too.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.